You mostly hear our voices on this show, but behind us, next to us, always having our backs, is a huge team here at All Things Considered.
That's right. And this time of year, we turn the mic over to them to reflect on their favorite pieces of radio from the year that was.
Hi, I'm Avery Keatley, and I'm a producer on All Things Considered. I've been wanting to produce a piece about lambing season for a while, and so I found a farm out in Poolesville, Maryland.
Welcome.
And we went out to talk to shepherd Amanda Cather about what it means to raise lambs.
This is our 10th year on this farm. So
when we first got to the farm, Amanda took us out to the pasture, and we saw a ewe who looked like she was maybe about to give birth. So we decided to hang around and go do our interview. And right when we were wrapping up our interview with Amanda, she got a text, and we found out that the ewe that we had seen did have a lamb.
So we are heading out to the field.
And we found that the sheep had had twins.
Hooray!
And I think what I love most about this piece is that even though we dove into some really heavy topics about life and death and what it means to raise animals for meat, you can hear so much joy coming through Amanda's voice at the end of the piece.
He's so pretty. He's right here. Yeah, he's right
here. My name's Chinaki Mehta. I'm a producer for All Things Considered. And for this story, we traveled to Taiwan. We did a series of stories about what it means to be Taiwanese. And one of the stories we got to report on was about two comedians. One of them's from Taiwan and started her comedy career in China. And the other is from China and started her comedy career in Taiwan.
My name is Jamie. I'm from China. Thank you for the awkward silence.
We met them in this comedy club called 2-3 Comedy, where they first met and did their first set together. As another comedy set was going on, we got to sit down with them in this dimly lit room right across from the bar where they first met.
I think comedy is a very powerful thing because it's not like a debate. You're like, 1, 2, 3, this is the logic, therefore I'm right, you're wrong. I think it's a very non-hostile, very friendly way to make people listen to you.
When someone laughs with you, it's the closest thing you get to changing someone's mind. It's a very proactive kind of empathy.
Yeah.
And it's a very joyful kind of empathy. Like, the world's on fire. I think that's the best thing we can do is to make jokes about it.
I love that they were able to get at these really profound, sort of serious, consequential tensions that we often hear about in the news when we hear about Taiwan, but they're able to make people laugh about it and to get at some really like deep-seated stereotypes as well. And I didn't expect to learn so much about Taiwanese and Chinese culture sitting in a comedy club with a couple of comedians. So it was a lot of fun.
Hey, my name is Mark Rivers. I'm a producer with All Things Considered. I do a lot of the film coverage for the show, and earlier this year, I heard about a film festival happening at Sing Sing State Penitentiary. The idea behind it was that these films that were all in some way or another kind of like touched the criminal justice system, these films would be judged by incarcerated men at Sing Sing.
I've never been a part of like a film festival. I've never really seen it. Didn't really think it, you know, it was possible for people who grow up how we grow up.
I did the piece because it's not just about the bare necessities that an incarcerated person still deserves to have, you know, to kind of live. It's also about, you know, their thoughts, their feelings. It's about putting their thoughts and feelings to practice and feeling like they have some kind of meaning.
Their words, their thoughts have value and it has weight. And I'm glad to be able to help bring that to the world. They are human beings. They're human beings with hopes and dreams and wants just like everyone else.
I think it's also about how art can be a way to transport you beyond the physical confines of where a person is. Maybe you physically cannot travel beyond where you are, but art can allow you to travel beyond your space.
That feels very close.
My name's Erica Ryan. I'm a producer on All Things Considered. Back in January, we talked to Dr. Seema Jalani, who is a pediatrician that went with the IRC to Gaza.
And there are no beds available, so people are literally just on the ground seeking treatment. There's not really room or space for us to breathe or think.
She recorded voice memos of her experience while she was there.
Six children in my line of sight right now from the corner that need medical attention urgently.
And captured some of the like raw emotions of everything she saw and her reactions to some of the conditions in the emergency room. including not having pain medication or a lot of supplies.
I've always told myself there's not much we can do in medicine, but we can treat pain. And it's no longer true anymore. So we cannot even offer any comfort here. There is no death with dignity when you're lying on the ground of an emergency room in Gaza.
I really admire her work and her bravery and the fact that she thought to document these moments that a lot of us will never get to see or hear about.
Reports had now started the third quarter. Iowa started off with the ball.
Hi, this is Gabriel Sanchez. I am a producer for All Things Considered. And earlier this year, we thought, you know, it'd be great to talk about Caitlin Clark possibly breaking the all-time college women's basketball scoring record. And in February, Caitlin Clark and the University of Iowa came to the University of Maryland to play.
They were $9 seats, and I think we paid $250 a piece.
We didn't care.
And we got a steal.
I had my hand over my mouth because I just couldn't believe how much money everybody was dropping for student tickets that are less than $10. There was music pumping, crowd was yelling, whistles were blowing. It was like you went to a buffet and it was all you can eat and you ate for like the whole table. And there was just so much to digest to bring back and try and make for air. And it's now December 2024 and we're still talking about Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, the athlete of the year, according to Time. We're going into 2025 and we're still talking about it.
That was just a small selection of the team here at All Things Considered reflecting on their favorite radio of 2024. Thank you to the whole team that brings you this program today and every day with our co-hosts Ari Shapiro, Mary Louise Kelly, and Scott Detrow.
Our editors are Christopher Intagliata, Jeanette Woods, John Ketchum, Justine Kennan, Patrick Jaren-Watananen, Sarah Handel, and Timbeat Ermias.
Our producers are Alejandra Marquez-Hanse, Avery Keatley, Brianna Scott, Connor Donovan, Elena Burnett, Erica Ryan, Gabriel Sanchez, Gurjeet Kaur, Halicia Hubbard,
Jason Fuller, Jeff Pierre, Janaki Mehta, Jonas Adams, Jordan Marie Smith, Kai McNamee, Karen Zamora, Kat Lonsdorf, Catherine Fink,
Kira Joaquim, Lauren Hodges, Lena Muhammad, Mallory Yu, Manuela Lopez Restrepo, Mark Rivers, Matt Ozug, Megan Lim,
Mia Venkat, Michael Levitt, Noah Caldwell, Tyler Bartlam, and Vinny Accavino. Our technical directors are Ted Mebane and Neil Tivault. Our administrative assistant is Wendy Johnson. Our managers are Adam Rainey, Ashley Brown, Courtney Dorning, Ollie Dearden, and William Troop. Our executive producer is Sammy Yenigan.